the globalization of financial markets that took place since the 1980s was a market fundamentalist project spearheaded by the United States and the United Kingdom. Allowing financial capital to move around freely in the world made it difficult to tax it or to regulate it. This put financial capital in a privileged position. Governments had to pay more attention to the requirements of international capital than to the aspirations of their own people, because financial capital could move around more freely. So, as a market fundamentalist project, globalization was highly successful. Individual countries found it difficult to resist it. But the global financial system that emerged was fundamentally unstable, because it was built on the false premise that financial markets can be safely left to their own devices. And that is why it broke down, and that's why it can't be put together again. Global markets need global regulations, but the regulations that are currently in force are rooted in the principle of national sovereignty. There are some international agreements, most notably the Basel Accords on minimal capital requirements, and there's also good cooperation among market regulators. But the source of the authority is always the sovereign state. This means that it's not enough to restart a mechanism that has stalled. We need to create a regulatory mechanism that has never existed.